With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Wild weather around the nation.
A rare Central California tornado touched down Saturday in Scotts Valley, tossing cars, uprooting trees, and sending several people to the hospital. The National Weather Service says it's the first since records have been kept. Meteorologist Dalton Berenger.
EF1 tornado that produced winds up to 90 miles per hour.
Elsewhere, more than a foot of snow fell at some Lake Tahoe ski resorts. A 112 mile per hour gust was recorded at Mammoth Mountain. A major ice storm hit parts of the Midwest. And in some parts of western New York, residents were cleaning up from up to 3.5 feet of snow. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, changes on the way to the FBI. Greg Plugston has more.
FBI Director Christopher Wray recently announced his upcoming resignation.
I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
His departure will come 3 years before the end of his 10-year term. Wray has come under sharp criticism from President-elect Trump, and he said his departure will avoid political distractions.
This is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray.
Trump, who has already named Kash Patel to lead the FBI, applauded the news of Wray's planned resignation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A former House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, has had hip replacement surgery at a U.S. military hospital in Germany after she fell while at an event in Luxembourg with other members of Congress. A spokesman says the 84-year-old Pelosi is, quote, doing well. She was in Europe with a bipartisan congressional delegation marking the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. This is SRN News. A New Jersey megachurch packs a lot of meals.
1.2 million, in fact. The congregation of the non-denominational Liquid Church, which has campuses around the state, has put together those care packages for distribution to poor families overseas at Christmas. 6,000 volunteers did the work of putting together the meals, which will be delivered by the group Rise Against Hunger. People in Zambia will be the primary recipients. Zambia is one of the poorest nations on earth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite publicly distancing himself from the conservative initiative known as Project 2025 in a campaign trail this year, Donald Trump stalking his administration with people who played roles in developing it. He has acknowledged the drafters of that report would be part of his incoming administration, saying while Project 2025 will not control him, he does agree with many of the ideas. This is SRN News. Business groups in the Show Me State filing a lawsuit to try to stop a law that was voter approved.
That law will raise the state's minimum wage and require employers to give workers paid sick leave. The powerful Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Restaurant and Grocers Associations say the law violates a state constitutional requirement that ballot measures only address one issue. The law increases the state's minimum wage from the current $12.30 an hour to $13.75 in January and $15 in 2026. It gives workers up to 7 paid sick days per year, starting in May. John Scott reporting.
A lot of fans say he's a throwback to the old days when football players played both offense and defense. Travis Hunter of Colorado winning the Heisman Trophy, the big play wide receiver and cornerback dominated on both sides of the ball. More details at SRNnews.com.